This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you developed the discipline of waiting on the Lord? I have to admit, this is an ongoing battle for me. Psalm 130 tells us what would be involved and helpful in developing the discipline of waiting on the Lord. Five times in verses 5 and 6, he uses the word wait. It's an insight word. He affirms that he waits for the Lord. Then he is more specific and says, "My soul waits." He doesn't just physically sit or stand or kneel waiting on God. He waits on God with his soul. It's an inner discipline, not an outward ceremony. He doesn't wait silently without engaging his mind. While waiting, he puts his hope in God's word. God's word is like a reservoir from which he draws insight and inspiration to press on. It's the basis of hope. He says in verse 3, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?" There would be no basis of hope. Then verse 4 says, "But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared." How did he know this? He discovered this promise of forgiveness in God's word. God's promise was the basis of his hope, but even with the promise in hand or in mind, he had to process it and apply it to his life. That takes time and commitment. Listen to verse 6. "My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning." Watchmen wait for the morning so that they can be relieved of their duty. The psalmist waits for more than the morning. He's waiting for a clear assurance that God's promise of forgiveness is available, and then takes the step of faith to claim it for himself. That's worth waiting for.